The main reason that I bite my nails. Chickie had some kind of tough about her. She was born in Brooklyn, this close to rough. She chewed a lot of gum. Her jeans were so tight, you could see what men spend time only dreaming of at night. She went with Mikey Stang, who was the Italian translation of homeboy, and Sicilian too. And if you guessed, they took to the streets in his yellow 68 Mustang, hung out the windows in summer in the rain, making peace signs as they cruised by. Chickie had this page boy hairdo and really long pink nails that seemed to shimmer. "They call it glitter," she said. "And these are the kind of curlers I use. And if you do it right, you'll never lose the bobby pins. My father says mine are too tight. He says, 'Chick, that's why you ain't too bright. That's why you ain't no good in school.' But Claire, why you wear such baggy pants? Trying to be some kind of artist. But like, what kind of girl's an artist? None of the guys think you're cool. It's like you want them to talk to you, but you bite your nails. What do you want to talk to guys for anyway? Me, I make Mikey ziti every Sunday. Then we make out. We're going to get married and make babies. Have you ever tongued a guy, like, on the mouth? What's with this artist shit? When you going to grow up, Claire? When you going to get over it?" She would deliver these sensible sentences with bright orange lips snapping and stuck on a cigarette. Her breasts were enormous and would heave up and down. I used to think Mikey would drown if she hugged him too hard, or that she would rip those maiden form seams in the middle of a tongue kiss on the mouth. But Chickie had dreams. She didn't have a mother and kept pictures of her brother near the velvet baby Jesus in her wallet. Tony died LSD overdose 1965 and was almost an architect once. He used to say, "Chick, you're not a dunce. You walk as my mystical muse." She used to think those were some kind of shoes they only sold in Manhattan. I never had the heart to tell her. She sounded so serious when she talked about her brother. Chickie had some kind of tough about her, but she kept a secret pile, perfectly cut, not even a little rough, of Roman runes and Grecian columns and details of the Sistine Chapel and Frank Lloyd Wright and copies of schematics. But she was pretty bad in mathematics. "What kind of girl's an architect?" her father said. "Tony's got at least two brains in his head. He's real smart, don't you think? Chick, put this cup back in the sink. What kind of girl's an architect? Will you get me another drink?" She married Mikey Stang the summer Woodstock made the news. I was in tie-dyes. I was into wearing two different kinds of shoes. And once Chickie moved to Valley Stream, it seemed like there was more to lose. I couldn't really be a hippie. I was only 13. I couldn't go to beauty school. Everyone who did looked really, really mean. And besides, I still bit my goddamn nails. But Chickie had that kind of tough that taught me, no matter how rough you take your schemes, no matter how many times they stand between, don't ever let them change your mind. Don't ever let them take your dreams.